I always had street brains since I was young. Back when I used to go to the corner store and steal for the old squad, so that way we could eat tasty cakes and honey buns and quarter juices together. Yeah, you know I was racking up for us. You know I took the sacrifice for taking that ass whooping before I went in the house to get that ass whooping. We had the best of times riding around, playing tag, eating the cakes and drinking juices until the street lights came on. So you know I wasn't thinking about my punishment. Just to see the smiles on my friends' faces was everything. And then a young nigga got older, started playing sports, had a street dream that a young nigga could make it out doing something, whether it was kicking a soccer ball, catching a football, or shooting a ball in the air, or even trying to jump in the air and slam a ball through a rim. Hey, a young nigga could dream, right? That's just me though. I never had fear to take flight. I ain't never care if I messed up, I always kept going. Cause these young niggas, they don't ever wanna see a nigga win. Even the old heads won't put a bitch down just to see another kid win. I ain't never had no fear because I had street dreams. In my street dreams, I was always thinking about late night when I was bourbon. This is back when I was only selling what? Dope and weed. I had about like 2-3 buns annually. And then you know it was never nothing to go and get the weed. Just had to make a phone call and place my order. Somebody was gonna grab an eighth, I tell them let me get a QP, just so that way I can have something to roll up after I serve him. And you know a fiend will always come walking by not too long after, just to test the product, or it wouldn't be nobody else out on the block. And this is like a good 2010, 2011. Dope is at its peak. You know this when I had little niggas like Unique looking at me like I was something bigger than I was, because I had a little bit of pocket change. And all these bitches were screaming my name on social media or in little groups that I wasn't around. And I let little bro and them claim the clout. But hey, that's the past, God rest the dead. We ain't talking about that, we talking about young nigga dreams. How a young nigga wanted to make it out since I was like 15. I lost hope at one point, but I got it back. And then when I started playing ball, it made me feel like I ain't need to sell crack. And then a young nigga fucked up a little bit, but I got it back. A young nigga graduated, which I never thought I would live to do, because a young nigga was so active. I was always ready to ride, to prove for my stripes, because a young nigga was always put down. I was the runt of the squad, so you know I had the most fire on the inside, ready to prove myself at any means. I ain't give a fuck what I had to hurt. And I ain't realized I was really hurting my integrity, because a young nigga don't got nothing to prove to anybody. I just wanted a name so bad I started doing anything. And now I'm telling these young niggas ain't about doing anything for a name, because in the long run you can really make yourself look dumb. Doing it for people that don't give a fuck about you. They only care about the fame that they get from the actions that you really did, or what they call today's clout. These fuck niggas really don't live what they talking about. They got these young dumb niggas doing anything for the clout. These pussy niggas really gonna follow too. They mindless zombies, and they living up to a perception that they never even knew was true. And by the time that they realized the perception wasn't true, they locked away in jail, getting fucked up for the rest of their life, while niggas scot free with they clout. Cheering, popping bottles with holes. Yeah, grimy is at its best, but that's how it goes. Somebody gotta stay down and stay up. And you know these young niggas were willing to do anything to prove that they harder than who they trying to be next to. So they gonna put them in the hardest situation too. And even if they do survive, by the time they get out, they got an army ready to clap them down for when they realize that they really wasted their life for somebody else to gain. But by the time that's over, you can't get time back, and that's something a young nigga realize. But hey, these young niggas gonna do it for the price of fame. They don't give a damn, cause they really think in the moment that they really living life, and that they gonna go down as the greatest. But the best way to go about life, to go down as the greatest, is separate yourself, young nigga, and think for yourself, be a leader. You can't do this rap shit if you're not gonna be a leader. They always need a leader in a game full of followers. I guess nowadays it's okay to play pretend, but I thought we grew up a little bit, that pretend was only for preschool. These niggas really living, dog. I can't relate. I've been through too much pain. But you know that's the motherfucking game. It's part of the street dreams. I ain't even expected to make it this far in my life. It's crazy to me the people that I outlive, cause I never thought that I'd make it this far, especially to 18. Just another young nigga with a street dream. Please, can y'all believe?